You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Simon Powell, the founder and CEO at TransferTravel.com that offers a user-friendly peer-to-peer platform for the buying and selling of non-reimbursable travel, including flights, lodging, and vouchers. Sounds interesting, and Mr. Powell, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric. Yeah, it's a pleasure to be speaking to you.
Most definitely, and thanks for your time. So what has driven you to get TransferTravel.com where it is today?
I think, Eric, because this stems from my own personal experience of being left with pre-booked travel plans that I could no longer use, and I was frustrated when I sort of went to try to sell them or to try and let somebody else use the travel plans that, you know, were no longer useful for me. I found it difficult to sell them, really. So, you know, I looked at normal listing sites like the eBays and the Gumtrees and the Craigslist of the world. And, you know, there's a lot of people in the same predicament as me selling these pre-booked travel plans, but no one really seemed to be buying them. And I think that was, you know, again, from an educational process and from the, you know, from the fundamentals of, do people actually know you can, you know, transfer other travel? So from research, we looked at statistics. We found a lot of reports by people like Forbes, the BBC in the UK, where they sort of mentioned, you know, £50 billion worth of travel went pre-booked, unused each year. So, you know, 200,000 hotel rooms a day were being wasted every day, purely down to the fact that people couldn't get, you know, refunds from it. So for us, it was very much about understanding the market and understanding, for myself, you know, how we can help people in the same predicament as myself and, you know, try and help as many people as we can recoup some of the money back, just, you know, because I've been there and I've done it. So I was very driven by my own personal experience because, you know, I knew what people needed and what wasn't out there to service that market.
I'd love to hear, what successes have you experienced so far?
We've, you know, it's been overwhelming in terms of the sort of, the speediness of how we've progressed, really. You know, for a 12-month-old company, we've grown our user base by 60,000 users, and more importantly, these are global users. So, you know, again, we knew there was a problem out there, but we thought it would take us quite a lot longer to find the market, you know, reach out to the people that needed to use our service. But it's been quite, you know, successful in terms of, you know, getting these people on board. So like I said, you know, 60,000 users. Global market in terms of, you know, 40% of our customers and traffic come from the US, 25% UK, and the rest is through Europe. So, you know, again, because we've sort of been very much going through the educational side of it, you know, we didn't want to make money straight away. We wanted to build a business that could, you know, solve this problem, which was a £1 billion problem. You know, we write a lot of content. We've got a great team in the office that produce content. We do a lot of blogs. We focused heavily on SEO, which again has helped us to propel ourselves quite quickly. And, you know, it's good because we've got nominations now for Startup of the Year awards. You know, we've got 3 or 4 later on this year. It's allowed us also, we bought another company, which is sort of to, you know, accelerate our position as number one in the marketplace. But yeah, I think it's really been because we've spent our time and effort not chasing the money, but actually trying to solve the problem. And, you know, it's helped us within that 12 months grow the company as quick as we wanted to grow it, and better, I suppose.
Excellent. Good stuff there. And despite being based on a small rock in the middle of the Irish Sea, which sounds pretty lovely, how did you achieve a global service? That is quite impressive.
I suppose it, for me, it's always, you know, it doesn't really matter where you are. I suppose, you know, like this whole business started in my, you know, dining room. So, you know, we started off with a small site to test the market. And again, you know, the wonderful way the web is these days, you can access and, you know, market to your niche market, I suppose, quite quickly, as long as you, you know, do your research. So I think for us, you know, being on the Isle of Man, which is a small island which not many people have heard of, is actually quite a little hub in itself. You know, there's a lot of startups there. There's a lot of support from the government there. You know, there's a lot of talent there. So again, we sort of used our expertise of finding the right staff, creating a great team, you know, and building a great business, you know, wherever we are, I suppose. So for us, yeah, not many people have heard of us, but it's got its benefits of being there. It's a great place to live. It's a great place to work. And, you know, again, it's allowed us to sort of set the business up and attract good people, but also market ourselves to, you know, a worldwide audience with the staff we've got and the skill set we've got, I suppose.
Most impressive. Today we are joined by Mr. Simon Powell, the founder and CEO at TransferTravel.com. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Simon, I'd be curious, what didn't you know was involved with being an entrepreneur?
Yeah, good question. My background is online marketing, affiliate marketing, and you know, that's what I enjoy to do and continue to do. And obviously, setting up a business is far from where you think you're going to spend all your time. So for me, you know, I expected to be involved in the business on a day-to-day, but, you know, on the online marketing, driving the business forward, which, you know, I do every day. But at the same time, I've realized that you get so much more involved in, you know, simple things. You know, we can't afford to take on, but the company's still 12 months old. We've got, you know, four or five staff within the business. But, you know, we still need somebody to do the VAT return. We still need somebody to do the bookkeeping. We still need somebody to order the stationery. We need somebody to order coffee. You know, so the simple things like that, it's you know, you do whatever you need to do. I suppose from the things you don't enjoy is, you know, relying on people, waiting for people to deliver things that they just never do. You know, and we've dealt a lot with VCs of raising cash to, you know, to get our business to the next level. And again, you know, it's a long, drawn-out process. People, you know, want every single shirt off your back and every answer you can possibly give them and more, you know, which is frustrating because you spend a lot of money, you know, traveling around to see these people. And, you know, you tell everybody your whole life in terms of your business model, what you're going to do, how you're going to achieve it. And, you know, that's the hard part, I think, you know, telling people you've never met before what you want to do, where your grand plans are, and in essence, giving you, you know, your whole business plan and idea away before, you know, you've even got the business to anywhere near you want it to be. But at the same time, I suppose, you know, you've got to keep moving forward and, you know, you've got to put confidence in people that they are going to help you and, you know, are going to support you, you know, on your way where you're trying to get to, which, you know, people do that, but there's a lot of people that don't do that. And a lot of people that, you know, will take your time, take your money and give you some advice and then, you know, just never come up with the goods really. So, yeah, I think for me, I never thought I'd be making myself sound desperate to people to sort of get to where we want to be and never hearing from them again, really, sort of thing. But it's, you know, it makes you stronger and it you certainly understand more about the business on a day-to-day basis. And, you know, simple things, you know, it's, you sort of go back to basics and you're still learning every day. So it's good in some respect. And, you know, you've got to take the good with the smooth, I suppose.
And shifting gears back to your business, Transfer Travel, what is next for TransferTravel.com?
Well, you know, we've had a good year. It's been rocky, but, you know, we've had a good first 12 months. We've done well. We've got some great clients on board. We've learned a lot of mistakes in terms of what we thought that, you know, the people would want from the service. And really, we've now found out what we now need to deliver to enhance that service and to make it a better product. So we're building a new website at the moment, which will launch in the next 2 months. We're building some new apps again to make it the you know, the business and the website more accessible to people, and, you know, really, and we're growing the staff as well. So, you know, we're just going through a final fundraising now, so once we've got that, we can start, you know, growing our staff, getting some key people in the business to help us move forward. But really, it's about the product. You know, at the end of the day, we're a .com, we're a website, and, you know, we've spent the last 12 months getting people to that website and also learning what we need to service them. So it's, yeah, for us, it's very much we're building a, you know, an all thing in a website that's going to deliver, you know, all the needs of these clients that we're, you know, that we're reaching out to and the partners as well, really. So we've got some great plans. We've got some, like I said, some great awards this year. We've got some big plans for staff growth. We're going to be opening an office in the US later on, hopefully the end of this year. So, yeah, expansion is certainly on the key now. We've made the last 12 months, you know, to go through it, really.
Simon, one last thing I wanted to ask you. I know that you could offer some great advice from your experience. In conclusion, what advice would you give anyone looking to create their own business or bring an idea to fruition?
Yeah, I think, you know, for us, it was very much when I set the business up, you know, we were early. You know, I didn't have you know, all the things around me that I needed, but I didn't want to wait until I had the best products. I think if you get to that point where you're waiting and waiting for the product to be right before you launch it, you'll never get there, because the business and the concept of whatever the business is and you as a person are constantly evolving. So, you know, whatever you think your business is now, or, you know, you're going to launch a business and you think it's going to be at this level now, I can assure you in 12 months, it's going to be a completely different business in terms of direction, in terms of offering, in terms of service. You're going to tweak it. And, you know, for me, I've spoke to a lot of people as well prior to me launching my business, and, you know, they were delaying launching their product because of they didn't feel it was right. They didn't feel there was a fit, which, you know, for me, we didn't know what people needed until we launched it. So I'm glad we launched it, you know, without it being perfect, because it's allowed us to tweak it and move forward and make it a better product, where I think if I'd waited and spent all my money and all my effort to get to the point where I did launch it, it still would have been wrong. You know, we still would have sort of, I think we would have been in a worse position, because I suppose backtracking and, yeah, we certainly would have not been, we wouldn't have grown as fast as we had done, because we've been learning all the way, which has allowed us to tweak things and implement new things and make these changes faster than we would have, you know, if we'd done it all at once and then realized it actually wasn't the right product. So for me, if you've got a great idea and, you know, you believe in it and you know the market's there, you know, don't wait for it to be perfect. You know, run with it, make it live, you know, get it out there and make the mistakes as you're growing. Don't leave it too late.
Certainly appreciate your sharing that. It is transfertravel.com. Again, Mr. Powell, it has been our pleasure to have had you with us for a moment here on Enterprise Radio. Certainly wish you and Transfer Travel all the best.
Thanks, Eric. It's been a pleasure speaking to you. Thanks very much.
And the pleasure was all ours. We've been speaking with Mr. Simon Powell, the founder and CEO at transfertravel.com, that offers a user-friendly peer-to-peer platform for the buying and selling of non-reimbursable travel, including flights, lodging, and vouchers. And again, for all the details and to take advantage, visit transfertravel.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.